Hey everyone, this is The Ranch Man.
And this is You-Know-Who, it's Shadowy Fell.
Here on the Above Top Secret Podcast Network, here with yet another podcast about how to infiltrate Area 51. We've read upon the forums how everyone always has a theory about how to do it, but spending the weekend at Pat's house, he's told me that he's got a really good theory, so we decided to record and tell you what you think.
Well, I've heard all this hibbity hoopla.
That's not even a word.
Over nanotechnology and RC planes and mass army infiltration attacks.
Horrible ideas.
All that malarkey. I had a very simple idea that requires the bare minimum and the most fun possible if you're dying of a terminal illness.
Woo!
What you do is you get a shitty motorbike thing.
Maybe even one of those little
ATVs, perhaps.
Yeah. Not even razor scooters.
Get one and cover it in bumper stickers. I don't care what the bumper stickers say. Just cover it in bumper stickers.
I don't think even the bumper stickers are necessary.
No, not really.
Just if you've got a lot of free time.
What you do is you get one of those multicolored clown afros and you put it atop of your head.
And you're wearing nothing but a sock.
And you're nothing but a tube sock covering your most private of regions.
Other than that, you're naked.
And then you take a boombox and you duct tape it to either the front of your little motorbike.
ATV.
Or your ATV.
Or
and
your stretch.
And you put in your favorite dance jam, preferably the one with the hip, like, you know, the big booty mama shaking the butt and stuff.
Yes.
And what you're gonna have to do is just floor it. Playing, like, you know, like, booty butt, cheat, and just like slam it into the fucking desert.
So you just be like, drive through the desert.
Yeah. That's it.
Wearing nothing but a tube sock.
Alright.
And the point of that would be, any snipers or any, you know, just security personnel looking at you.
Be too laughy-assy-offy.
We'll just be like, what the fuck is this guy? It's too funny. I can't shoot a man in a tube sock.
They would not be able to shoot you because they'd be laughing their ass off and they'd probably drop their gun down the hill.
I mean, they'd feel sorry for you. Granted, they would probably, you know, tackle you or, you know, but I don't think they'd kill you right away. They'd probably think you're mentally retarded and they'd have you working janitor or something at, like, the deep bowels of the...
Which would be a plus for you, actually.
Yeah, it would be a plus, yeah.
Just imagine that, just driving through the desert, naked, except with a tube sock on your junk, on the big clown afro. Wow! I'm going to Area 51!
Just make sure you got gas.
Yeah, you gotta have gas, because you don't want to be like, nah!
Yeah.
You don't want that, because then you'd be like, filled with bullets.
If you really want to be cool, I would get piercings on your nipples and I'd put a chain in the middle. And the chain in the middle have, like, a do not disturb sign for no reason.
Or you can just go ahead and steal, you know, the big sign that's at the beginning of the base saying there is a base here. And you just put that on the back of your car and just drive around. Wow! That'd be a great idea.
Now that I think about it, a golf cart would be nice, too.
Golf carts can actually have that little roof thing.
Yeah, you'd be shaded and you wouldn't be going as fast, but I think people would get the point a lot quicker.
Why don't you just... Remember that guy, I think it was in, like, Minnesota or something. Was it in Minnesota? Oh, it was somewhere in some of those cities that no one cares about.
Foreign countries.
Yeah, one of those little... It wasn't... Minnesota's not foreign!
Fuck,
that's like,
man,
that's like the Midwest, mid-central of the little country that we live in, or whatever.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's one of those cities that no one knows. They make cheese, probably Wisconsin. And the guy built this tank made out of cement.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
He made the tank out of cement, and he just drove through, like, houses... Killing people and shit. And he actually wanted to die because he sealed himself inside that thing. You know that, right?
Yeah.
He, like, sealed himself inside that thing in, like, cement. He wasn't going to come out of that.
Wow. I know that there's a guy who took one of those gigantic fuck-all bulldozers and went through a small town just demolishing everything.
I remember that.
That was fun. That thing was huge. That was a monstrous truck.
But I'm saying that guy made... It was maybe, like, a semi-truck and a half big, if that's a measurement. I think that's actually a measurement.
Yeah, probably. Probably a measurement.
It's not in a book anywhere, but still.
No. It's
but
really large.
Mind you, this is not a good idea unless you have a terminal
this
illness.
Is nowhere near a great idea.
No, we don't even know why we wasted our time in
It's really
this.
Enjoyable to think about, though. I mean, it's something that you would probably get, like, a shits and giggles out of if you ever...
Just picture it. Just picture it. Look, look, look. Just, you're on a golf cart, right? Or an ATV. You're on an ATV, right? And he just, where is that? You just, at Area 51, just driving around.
Alright, I got my tube sock on. We're getting this ready. Crank that bitch up. Come on, we're doing it now. Right,
and you're just driving down like.
Oh, we gotta hit my favorite jam up in this bitch.
Right, and then you got like the tube sock and
oh, shit, son.
And the afro, and you're just like, woo! Big booty house, hop with it. She's driving down the hill. Woo!
Fuck my tube sock, son.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we're currently on a golf cart driving into Anderson 1. We'll see you guys later. This is the Ranch Man.
Bye. Oh, shit. I mean, bye.
Gotta go.
Shadowy Fox.
Bye.